Roger, Dave. Thanks very much. Good afternoon. Yeah, the research project I want to talk to you about today is involving a cattle production system where cattle are relocated from the southern rangelands of Western Australia to temperate pastures. And in particular, looking at some of the issues around adapting to the new grazing environment that they're placed into when they are relocated. And some of the issues potentially advantages of peer training involved when cattle are relocated to that environment. So what we do know from previous studies is that cattle that are relocated from the southern rangelands to these temperate pastures do require 4 to 6 weeks to resume normal patterns of growth and behaviour. And the reason for this adaptation period is not known, but it may relate to the adaptation required for grazing and social behaviours, for physiological processes associated with gut form and function, and also that adaptation of the ruminant microbial population. We also know that livestock learn about their foraging environments from their peers. And so we were interested to test whether the growth and the behaviour of cattle is affected by the inclusion of peer-trained cattle with relocated cattle. So cattle moving from the sub-range now to Western Australia to our separate pasture experience a rather stark change in their foraging environment. So sub-range animals have been dominated with shrub species, perennial grasses and forbs, very low quality, to these highly productive annual pastures in the North Macropolitan region of Western Australia, prior to annual leafy grasses and subtropical grasses, and a whole range of other species such as hackney, flourish, and other annual pasture species that may or may not be edible. So we were looking at the hypothesis: are cattle that are relocated from a rangeland property to a distal agricultural pasture able to adapt more quickly if they are combined with some trainer cattle? To test this, we moved 184 rangeland raised cattle that were young, between 8 and 10 months of age, transferred them to our experimental site, at which time they divided into two groups, which were our treatment groups. One group was peer trained and the other was control. Each of these groups was then further divided into three replicate groups and assigned to our three replicate plots per treatment. We measured their live weight condition scores initially and then fortnightly thereafter across 6 weeks. And we also recorded their grazing behaviour using GPS tracking collars. The collars had activity sensors installed, which have been described earlier, which measured horizontal and vertical head movements. Just to give you an idea about the were blue sky telemetry collars, and some of the problems associated with those collars were nicely articulated earlier. And we fitted two of these collars per experimental plot to try to cover up on the variability that might exist between the collars and between the individual animals to get our numbers up. And we recorded GPS tracking positions and tilt and temperature every 5 minutes at 1 minute movement. The collars did have an ability to communicate remotely and provide information about the battery status of various parameters when you could get them to work. So, to cut to the chase, there weren't actually any frequent effects. So, it was the same year that across the this was very consistent. And we did, however, find some differences in the behavior between the group that was just teasing out a little bit what's going on there. What we can see here is that the final factor is movement across 6 weeks, and the weeks 1 to 3 were the RNA closed circles, and weeks 4 to 6 were closed in the social distance travel, according to a general pattern of travel distance in general, across 24 hours, very distance to control in trade group. This is a candidate distribution showing the distribution of in trade control pattern during the first week of the travel. And what we say here is that the distribution of the red animals, I should say, with the trained animals have a greater acceleration of experiment plots during the first week, and to larger control group of animals and faster and just a visual observation of how the animal's behavior works with the trained animals. So we found that although there weren't any differences in the productive performance of the animals, there were some differences in the behaviour of cattle that were put in feed trains. So we haven't been able to explain why there is this lag in the productive performance of cattle that are relocated to the new environment. We must include that other constraints, such as the adaptation of the gaps and the microbial population, may be the important components there, so we sort of narrow the range of possibilities down, and information supporting exclusion of some of the behavioural parameters affecting behaviour affecting their growth in this particular experiment. And although in this case there was